The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us, quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. That, of course, is Will Levis, kind enough to join us on behalf of PNG on Radio Row inside the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. Will, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So you got a little experience on the field this year in your rookie season with Tennessee. Just how do you kind of look back at what you're able to prove and show to the NFL in year one?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I mean, it was crazy. Very unexpected in terms of how the season went and, you know, when the opportunity arose, and a lot of ups and downs, a lot of learning experiences. But all in all, came away with a lot of confidence in myself and a lot of confidence in my ability to, be the quarterback for this team. And got to thank, my great coaches and great players that I was able to play with that helped me throughout it all. And, with my career starting on draft night and going to here, would have never knew what would have happened in between. And even though it was a lot of craziness, I wouldn't have traded it for anything. And I made a lot of big strides, I thought.
Yeah, we all remember that moment when you were stuck in the green room and then you fell to the second round. Everyone thought you were going to go in the first. Clearly, it was surprising. What did that moment kind of teach you, and how did you kind of turn it into a positive?
I mean, it taught me that you never know what's going to happen, and all you can do and handle is your effort and your work ethic and how you approach things going forward. Don't only can control what you can control. And I had the mindset of, regardless if I was going to go first overall or 33rd overall, it wasn't going to change, how I was going to approach my day-to-day, work in the building. So to get the opportunity when I did, even though it wasn't like on day one, I feel like that was just the plan that was meant for me and the path that was meant for me in my journey. And, it helped me a lot. And I love the spot I'm in right now.
Will Levis here with us. You look back at Mike Vrabel. He was your coach for a year. I know he's since been fired, and now you have Callahan. So you learned the business and the changing side of the NFL rather quickly. When you got the news that Mike wasn't coming back as the head coach, how did you process it?
It was tough. It was tough. I mean, it definitely caught us off guard, and we didn't really know what was going to happen or how it was going to go down or really why it happened. It was weird. It sucked for that day or whatever. And then you got to move on, and you got to understand that, you got to just work as hard as you can and be ready to, undertake the challenge of having a new coach and maybe even learning a whole new offense, and that trusting that what the decisions the organization are making are in our best interest. So which we all believe and we're all behind, our owner and our decisions in the organization. So we're looking forward to, what we're doing going forward.
Yeah. What was the first thought when you bring in Bill, right? Brian, you have a new head football coach and, clearly an offensive mind that worked with Joe Burrow the last few years, comes from a football family. It seems like this is a move that is going to even help out the offense even more, right?
Yeah. I mean, I immediately saw the track record of quarterbacks that he'd been able to work with in the past, Super Bowl winning quarterback, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, or at least Super Bowl, appearing quarterbacks. And it's for him to be that young and to have that track record and have the impact and have the success he has, it fired me up for sure. And I'm looking forward to learning his ways and to taking as much, in from him as I can.
On the way out with Will Levis, now you're the guy from day one. What do you kind of hope to prove? I know you played a little bit last year, but now having your first full season, the first full offseason, knowing that you're going to be the guy in Tennessee?
Yeah, I want to become, you know, greater in my leadership role on the team, and I being a rookie and feeling out, you know, what kind of leader I wanted to be for the team, and being more comfortable, being more vocal, and having the conversations with guys that need to be had. I'm looking forward to improving in that respect, and you know, just being not only a great quarterback but a great leader for this organization.
Hey, Will, I got to ask you this question. I saw this was from Diana Rossini when talking about Mike Vrabel. She said that an anonymous GM told her that Mike's a very large human being and he'd be very intimidating to people in the organization, and maybe that's why he didn't get hired this cycle. You had experience with Mike. I never thought a coach's size could be a reason why he doesn't get a job. Like, do you just kind of laugh when you hear that an anonymous GM said that to Diana?
I heard that, and I don't know if it was, like, taken out of context or whatever, but I thought it was funny. I thought it was a joke, honestly. I don't know. But, no, he can definitely be intimidating, I guess. And, you know, he's a football guy. Some football guys rub the wrong way with non-football guys, you know. So I don't know what the context was or whatever, but he definitely at sometimes can be. But, you know, why wouldn't you want to have that as an attribute in your coach, you know?
Tell me what you're doing today on behalf of P&G, Will.
Yeah, I'm excited to get down to Vegas tonight for the P&G Battle of the Paddles. Tomorrow is the second annual one. We got 8 NFL players in a tournament style competing on the table, playing some ping pong. I'm a decent player myself, so I'm excited to get out and show off my skills. But you can tune into Overtime Season's YouTube channel tomorrow night, Wednesday, February 7th at 8 p.m. to watch us compete in some ping pong.
And then I have to ask you, who do you have in the game?
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to put out a formal pick, I don't think. I'm excited for both teams. It's hard to really pick and choose against either team. I'm just looking for a good game.
All right, so last thing I'll ask you then, just a conversation with Brock Purdy. You know, I don't care if people call him a system quarterback, game manager, good quarterback. It doesn't matter to me. But, you know, also like kind of similar to the Mike question I asked you, you kind of just laugh at the way that people obsess how you classify Brock Purdy as a quarterback.
He's a winner. I don't know what you want to – he's won a lot of games, and for him to have, you know, people want to talk about an interesting draft night story for me. Are you kidding me? What about his story? Like, how can you hit on a story like that? And I love how he's just taking all the criticism, you know, on the chin, and he always has the best answers, and he seems to be, you know, just a great individual and a great quarterback and a great leader for that team. And I love to see him rocking and doing his thing.
Well, Will, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. When you get into town, enjoy it here in Vegas, all right?
Thank you so much.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.